sing that song. You're 119.
His name is wonderful. wonderful Jesus, we adore you. In a greater way to us tonight. We pray that your Holy Spirit would open our eyes to the beauty of our Savior and Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are here, that you desire to meet with your people. Lord, in the cottage and village, we pray that you would come to them, either in meeting house or in bunk devotions and conversations, Lord. Just pray that you would work in their hearts, O God. Bring them a greater vision of who you are, O God. And work in their hearts and lives, dear Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for your promises that you will draw near to us. That you welcome us into your presence. You call us to come. So, Lord, we do. Help us, Lord, to receive tonight, increase our faith. Jesus, have your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
have your way. Jesus.
Sweep over this place. Sweep over.
Young. Oh God, we pray that you would come to them.
Draw their hearts, we pray.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask that for the village. Come to them.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
we pray,
Lord,
that your spirit would just brood over these grounds today.
Yes.
Lord, this night, do a work, a great work, that will begin for eternity's sake.
Yes.
And Lord, here in this place, while we're gathered,
yes,
come to us,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
We want to see Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We want to see the King high and lifted up. We want to experience you, Lord. We want to draw closer to you. And we want you, Lord, to draw closer to us, to minister to our hearts. Lord, do something for every one of us. Well, we heard this morning about making you the first choice, taking first place. God, we pray that you'll do something in our hearts about these things. We don't want to just hear them and walk away. We want eternity to become very real to our hearts. And so we're asking, Lord, for a great work in every one of us. In thy precious name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
We won't be spending time in Acts chapter 2, but I think it would be good to read this. You can listen if you'd like. Stay in an attitude of prayer and worship. But this is a climactic moment in church history that we can't overlook. We've already read the instructions of Jesus. You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And told them to wait in Jerusalem. Then when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together. They were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it we hear each of us in his own native tongue? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed. Lord, work by your Spirit in our midst tonight. Pour out your Spirit. Fill us with more of yourself. Lord, we hunger and thirst for you. We are needy and desperate people. We acknowledge our lack. Lord, come. Let there be a display of your glory tonight in our hearts. Precious Jesus, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Jesus.